outcomes are quite interesting because, as you know, and you'll know in breast surgery and other areas of surgery, that the dynamics of cancer growth mirror the dynamics of survival, which is a priori obvious, but there is a problem here. Now, that's the Gompertzian curve. Now, Pedro Gompertz, as you know, was a Mexican economist who tracked societies and decaying societies. It's very much like a tumor. They grow slowly, eventually get a peak, and perhaps Britain and the USA up here, China's here, and Africa's coming along here. But it very much mimics the way we do with tumors. And if you look at the mirror image of that survival, the earlier you get disease, and the value of screening. But this is hugely controversial, as you know, and this is the problem. But of course, the public domain is populated by people addressing the problem. Well, let's get it early and stop it. It's not quite that simple, is it? The problems are that 60% of the world's population over 60, few of us here, no, not me, not quite yet, but over 60 will have a pre-neoplastic lesion if you look for it. So what are we going to do about that? Because that induces all sorts of concerns. Early detection can lead to dread. Well, we found you've got Barrett's esophagus. What are we going to do? Well, we'll wait and see whether you get cancer. And you go, it's not quite so easy, is it? Late detection with esophageal cancer leads to death. So this is a big problem for us and has to be addressed.